The Boss.
And The Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and we're going to go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Getting home insurance just got easier with Progressive Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. All right, joining us now, it's a real treat, is Fred Biletnikoff, the legendary Raider. And Fred, I should tell you before you say a word that this woman sitting next to me is wearing silver and black. She is,
in your honor,
the country's biggest Raider fan, and she's frothy right now. She's flushed. She's turning red with the chance to have you on our airwaves. Welcome to the show.
I'm a Cradle Raiders fan. And
okay, Carla. Hey, go Raiders.
Go Raiders. That's right. I mean, I'm a self-proclaimed princess of darkness, and I'm so excited to have you on, Fred. This is
well, thank you.
Really
good to be with you guys this morning.
Well, let's talk a little Raider football. How do you think John Gruden is doing? What's your take on him as a head coach and the trajectory of the team?
Well, John's always been fantastic. You know, as we all know, his work ethic is legendary, obviously. And he does a good job. I mean, he's getting the team together. We got a young team. You know, you keep growing and growing and growing. And, you know, a lot of guys got let go a few years ago. And now he's trying to rebuild the team. And that's the effort that he's giving right now. He and Mayock are both, you know, trying to get the team back on its feet, get players in there that can actually go out there and play. You know, I know one thing. It's not John. You know, because I know how John is. I worked for John for a few years, and I know how he is. I know how thorough he is. I know what a great job he does, and how thorough he is with details, and he knows all the players. He's very intelligent during the games, and he knows what he does. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he has a great plan each and every week. So, you know, we just need to get the players in there. And, you know, it's tough. You know, tough nowadays to get guys to come in there and play, especially on defense, which we need help on. You know, it's tough to, my opinion, you know, you need to get corners. You know, you got to get defensive corners to go out there and play. And now with the multiple offenses, you know, you just can't have two corners or three corners. You need four or five guys that can actually play and cover and run with people to let the rest of your defense play what they're supposed to be doing and play great. You know, so to me, it's always starting. You know, people always talk about the defense and the defensive line and linebackers, but, you know, it starts with those corners. If you've got corners that can play, you know, that's 75% of the battle on defense.
Yeah, Fred.
But John does a great job. He really does.
Good. I'm a big Gruden fan, too. And I love that you mentioned that he's got a legendary work ethic because you, my friend, are legendary. One of the most consistent receivers, known for your highlight reel catches. And you even have an award named after you, which is pretty darn cool, the Biletnikoff Award.
Indeed it is.
I mean, the love keeps on coming. So you're talking about the needs on defense for the Raiders, and I agree with you, corner. They have missed on a couple of the drafts. I think that's really key for them. What else do you see as their needs in this upcoming draft?
Well, I think, you know, to go along with the corners, you know, you need linebackers, too. You have to have linebackers that can also be able to cover, get back in coverage, you know the field. And, you know, when you're a linebacker, that's the toughest spot on the field because you have to do so many things. You know, you have to be able to get to the passer at times. You got to be able to protect on, you know, the run. You got to be able to tackle and go, you know, make those plays. And you got to be able to cover and you got to be able to get in pass coverage. You know, so you got about four or five things you have to do and you have to do well. And plus you have to be able to be smart enough to read the offenses and who you're playing against and be in command there because that's where your quarterback comes from on defense is one of the linebackers.
Yeah, not a sexy pick, but a very important one. So, Fred, you caught your very first NFL touchdown pass by quarterback Tom Flores. We won't put the year because you're sounding young. We're not even going to do that for you. What did it mean to you when Tom Flores finally got the call that he's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Oh, it meant the world to me, you know, because, you know, I've been in the Hall of Fame since '88, and all the Hall of Fame people, especially guys that are coaches, You know, Tom's record as a coach is just as good as anybody there. Mm-hmm. That's in a Hall of Fame. I mean, I felt always for years he's done nothing but gotten cheated out of the success he had with the Raiders. And, you know, people also miss the other thing. Not only did he win, you know, the Super Bowls with the Raiders, but when we won a Super Bowl, he was our offensive coordinator.
Right.
You know, so he was really the guy that really put together the offense then, you know, for us. And then later on, you know, he wins the Super Bowls. And, you know, you just can't beat that record. You know, what he did in coaching, you just can't beat it. And I always thought that he, like I said, he really got cheated. I have no idea what those people were doing for years, believe me. But I'm just thrilled for him, you know, and it makes me happy because, you know, I was part of his life, you know, football life and personal life. So it means a lot to me. And then on top of that, Carl, I'll tell you, David, I'll tell you both, you know, when Tom got the head job, he cut me.
No. I remember this, yes.
I caught my first touchdown pass from him, dropped my first pass on him, and then years later he cut me when he got the head job. We always laugh about that.
But then he brought you back as a coach for the next 18 years, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, being back there coaching for a great number of years was just a thrill for me. And we have, you know, we had some success, not quite as much success as everybody wanted us to have. But, you know, it was a great experience being there coaching for 18 years and working for Al. And it was just fantastic. You know, I just, you know, the organization, I've been with them all my life, God. And you can't beat the organization. It's going well now with Mark taking over now. And, you know, I've known Mark, geez, all his life. And he's doing a great job. And, you know, they're working hard on getting the team together and putting that organization, I don't always put the organization back together, but getting the players in there to make it a great team again.
We're talking to the legend, Fred Biletnikoff. Okay. Carla told me that you caught a pass from Tom Flores, and I did not realize that. I didn't know that.
His you played first that long touchdown.
Ago. Yeah, but then I know Daryl.
Oh, yeah.
We had Daryl LaMonica come along, Ken Stabler come along. So you play with some extraordinary quarterbacks.
Yep. George Blanda.
George Blanda, of course. Yeah, so who was the best quarterback who threw you the football? I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you evaluate them?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I started with Tom when I was a rookie, and then Daryl came. And then George came, and then Kenny. But, you know, if I had to pick one out of the four, I honestly couldn't do it because, you know, we had such a offense that when I started as a rookie, the same offense continued all the way through my entire career. And all we did was just bring a quarterback in there, and the quarterback played, and we all adjusted to the quarterback a little bit, but not like now. But it was just a totally different era. But they were all great. I mean, I couldn't really pick a favorite. You know, I always loved Kenny because Kenny and I were very, very, very close. We lived together for a number of years while we were playing, and which was a little dangerous at times. But,
I was going to say, I'm glad you survived.
But, you know, so I have a good personal side with Kenny, too, you know, other than the football side, too. So, you know, on a personal side, it would, you know, I love Kenny.
Talking about the football side, I saw you and Stabler together, and what I always remember about that duo was that he was so accurate, he could put the ball in the spot where only you had a chance to catch it. And then the amazing thing is, you always did, right? And so that was so perfect together. Maybe you didn't have a lot of separation of your time from a, it might be good coverage.
Let's go too far here. Okay.
All right, you had a lot of separation.
But you know what? I'll tell you what has changed. One thing that has changed in football. Back then, when we're all playing with Tom, with George, with Daryl, with Kenny. You know, that we worked in training camp, for example. And we had ways that we could run routes no matter what. If you took like an out route, you could run it two or three different ways if you wanted to. The quarterbacks had to get used to seeing us how we ran the routes. Mm. All right.
Yep.
Now it's like the quarterbacks are coaching the receivers on how to run routes.
Mm-hmm.
We never did that. The quarterbacks always saw You know, how Cliff ran his routes, how I ran my routes, how Casper ran his routes, how Chester ran his routes, you know, all the way down the line like that. So we didn't really accommodate the quarterback. The quarterback had to adjust to us and see how we did it.
Interesting.
Okay, not like how they wanted us to do it.
Yep.
You know, and that's a big plus for receivers. When you can go down there and you can run a route and you can run it two different ways, you know, then all the quarterback is concerned about is at the end of the route, if you end up at the same spot, say you're going down the field and say it's 10 yards, quarterback with us, the quarterback didn't care how you got there to that spot. Once you get to that spot, the ball was in the air.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you can do anything you want. You can run out outside the stadium, whatever you want to do. As long as you got to the end of the route, they didn't care how you got to the end of the route.
Yeah. Amazing. Hey, well, tell us, before you go, tell us about the Biletnikoff Foundation that you and your wife, Angela, operate.
Well, you know, it's been now a number of years since my daughter's passing. And, you know, we have high-risk girls that we support at Tracy's Place of Hope in Loomis, California, and we just support the girls, you know, teenage girls, and we've always wanted to do it. My daughter was mentoring girls when she was going through the, you know, through a program, and she always worried about the younger girls, because when she went into a program, she was the youngest then, and she was 18 years old, and she saw women in the program that had children, but nobody cared about the kid, not cared about the kids, but she always wondered what happens to the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, you know? And she was always concerned about that. So that's basically how we started the foundation, with that premise, you know, and helping that age group of girls. And so it goes well. You know, we just opening, you know, we built them, we tore down one house and built them a brand new house. And then we built a recreation center for them, which we're going to be opening pretty soon now. It's almost complete now. And so we're going along pretty good. And then we just started, like we have our golf tournament May 3rd, which is one of our big fundraising deals. And then as soon as the Raiders schedule come out, we have our annual crab feed, which we'll have down in Las Vegas this year. And then we went into another project with Biletnikoff Wines, with E2 Wineries in Lodi, California, for another fundraising push.
We want to come.
Yes. See? Yeah. And you know, our wines are out. We have Biletnikoff Wines. You go on the bring it up there on your screen, and Biletnikoff Foundation. And order the wine through there right now. We're getting ready to seal a deal with a distributor in Nevada. So we have access to about 20 states right now.
Oh, that's great work.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Fred. Yeah, it all goes, you know, to our foundation, and that's all. All we care about is the kids, those young ladies.
Well, not only do we have a Super Bowl MVP here, we have a man as an MVP. This is a real treat, Fred. Seriously. Keep doing your good work, and thank you for literally making my whole week. I'm going to skip out of here today. I'm so excited.
Well, hopefully we can meet one day.
Yes, let's do that.
You know?
Be careful what you wish for, Fred.
Be ready to catch this one. I won't tell you how much I weigh, but I know you're a good catch, so...
Well, listen, it's been great being around with you two, believe me, okay? And good luck, okay? I know you, and listen, to be up this early in the morning, you have to go to bed pretty early every night. So God bless you both, okay? It's probably
too,
worse
Fred.
Than coaching.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Thank you. Take care.
You guys take care of yourselves, okay?
You too.
Okay, all the best.
All right. Okay, thank you.